Big night coming up tomorrow night in downtown Port Huron. It's Fall Art Hop, and here to tell us all about it is the Downtown Development Authority Director in Port Huron, Cynthia Cutright. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, and thanks for joining us. Tell us about Art Hop. These are so much fun in the fall and in the spring. They've been going on for a long time now in a lot of different fashions, but really the idea is the same every time, and it's to bring out as many artists to the downtown area as possible.
Absolutely. This is just all about the celebration of the arts in downtown Port Huron and the fact that, you know, we can kind of marry our downtown brick-and-mortar businesses with these artists. It's just a really great collaboration, a lot of fun, and we've got a lot of businesses on board. Despite COVID, this is going to be one of those events that finally looks like what we did prior to all this craziness of 2020. The only difference is there's going to be some masks involved this time.
That's right. You know, wear a mask, keep, a safe distance, but still get out and enjoy all the art. And it's really kind of cool when these businesses open their doors to artists. And so, you know, you can go in and stroll through and see some artwork in places you don't usually see it.
Absolutely. And what's really great, too, is, you know, we've gotten a few new businesses downtown, and so we've got a couple of them joining us, and that includes Red Kettle Coffee Roasters up by the Citadel building. We've got the Candy Company behind Jimmy John's there in that 208 block. Main Street Ensemble, and then, you know, all of our retailers that you hear about and see driving through downtown, all those doors are going to be open and ready to welcome everyone in.
Glad you mentioned those new businesses, because that's something to see new businesses open this year especially. I give those people a lot of credit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they've just been such a blessing into our downtown to just really help us breathe a new life during this crazy time. We've really enjoyed working with them. They're great owners, and so really looking forward to keep moving forward with them and growing events such as this, because we have more businesses to put artists in.
I've always said that, you know, if you're just driving through downtown all the time, you're not seeing all that there is to offer downtown. You miss things when you're driving. When you get out of your car and you walk past these storefronts, you really get to see what's down there.
Yeah, and that is so true. I mean, there's actually quite a bit of nook and crannies in downtown Port Huron. And so this event is great because it does get people walking downtown again to be able to see what's new, check out the new window fronts and maybe stop in a store that they wouldn't normally, but now there's, you know, great artists in there as well, so might as well check them out and maybe, you know, add that to your list of places that you hop when you're downtown.
Where can people get a list, by the way, of the different artists that are at these locations? Because it'd be difficult to see all of them, I think, if you want to kind of scope out your plan. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul. So I'm updating the downtown Facebook page almost daily. We're continuing to still get artists and new businesses, which is so exciting that, you know, even, you know, a few days before, there's still this energy to keep growing this event. So check out the downtown Facebook page, but also tomorrow morning, there will be a more official list for each of our businesses that are participating downtown. So, you know, if you stop into one of the retail stores Friday morning, you're going to be able to get that whole list of where everyone's located and who's in what store.
And the hopping begins and ends at approximately what time?
We're going 6 to 9 p.m. There are a few retailers that are choosing to still close up just a little bit early. But I would, you know, expect to get out there about 6 o'clock. You know, make sure you get a couple hours in of visiting everyone downtown.
Get a bite to eat, maybe have a drink while you're down there. And go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. The social district is still in place, too. So this is a great chance, you know, to grab a social district drink, head downtown, stop in your favorite retailer, and check them out.
I wanted to ask you about the social district, because that, I believe, is set to expire at the end of this month, but you've got a request in to extend it. Tell us how that's been working out and what your hope is moving forward with the social districts.
Yeah, in our initial master plan, we did have it ending October 31st, and that was, one, because the winter months are a little bit slower, but also for us to be able to see how this all has going and gone into play and see if this is, you know, something we would want to extend year-round. But after the first month, we've sold 800 stickers, and so we just feel like this is so successful. It's great for our businesses downtown. We want to be able to extend that year-round. So this past Monday, City Council approved our changing of the master plan to be a year-round social district, and yesterday I submitted that to Michigan Liquor Control Commission for their final approval. So once we get that final approval in, we will be an official year-round social district.
There you go. And so we'll see how that all works out. It has, as you said, been pretty popular. A lot of nice places downtown to hang out and enjoy a meal and a drink. One of them, though, is under construction. I saw the beach is gone in front of McMorran. They've started some heavy-duty work there, haven't they?
Yeah, they sure have. That was the fun part of having the beach is, you know, with this reconstruction that we're doing, we didn't really mind filling the whole place with sand. But, yeah, come next spring, early summer, we're going to see a whole new McMorran Plaza. Nancy Windsor, Director of Parks and Recreation, has just done an amazing job with the construction, and her ideas are coming to life, and we'll see that in 2021.
All right. Good stuff happening downtown. Cynthia, appreciate the update, and we'll hope to see everybody down at Art Hop tomorrow night.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.